When the idea to make your life mobile first hit you, one of the highlight reels was who you would be on the other side. You knew that person would be better, stronger, faster, and that will be you. Without the restrictions from your previous life, there will be nothing to hold you back from becoming that person. Plenty of people have a bucket list, but most often they're just hoping to do some of those things before they die. You have a list, and a calendar, and a map. You've turned the odds around. Yours is a to-do list to do, now. And with each checkmark, you'll get closer to being the person you envisioned. You're going to explore like you've always wanted. You're going to make a friend of fear and learn the history and geography you ignored in high school. You'll finally have the chance to read like you've been wanting to, and maybe even write. That's been an interest for a long time, but buried way down below the priorities. You're confident that exercise is in your future. Why not? You can wake up, wherever you are, throw on your running shoes and go. You've even packed your resistance bands, because they'll fit in the bottom of your bag. Daily use of these? Check. And finally, a chance to volunteer. Doing something for someone else. You always enjoyed giving back, when you could find the time to do it. Now you'll have the time to do it. Now you can try all the options, in so many different places. The new you. It's only a matter of time. The reality. You've been on the road for a couple of months now and have made great progress toward that new you, right? Well, this is not quite as easy as you envisioned. You're definitely traveling through your real-life geography course and loving the history written on all those plaques. But it's really hard to remember what you've read on them, even those from yesterday. You are doing much better in the fear category, though. You've even mastered some aspects of it, but it still seems to lurk behind many of your thoughts. Unfortunately, you've not been able to find the time to read like you wanted to. Okay, that's not true because you have become much more efficient with your time and do have some free time at the end of each day. You just haven't chosen to pick up a book, but you still want to. Yep, and nothing in the writing category yet. Yet. That will change, you're pretty sure about that. You have been getting more exercise, that's for sure. The hikes are good and lots of walking around towns, but it's not regular. It's not the daily run you had anticipated. Your yoga book is still in the RV. You do have 30 minutes for that in the morning. Okay, that'll be next. Oh, volunteering. You actually forgot about that one. That's going to require some adjustments to your travel schedule and maybe even destinations, especially if you want to try woofing or workaways. And you do want to try those. How to adjust. First suggestion, and one you've seen before, stop thinking for a minute, breathe in deep and blow it out, then repeat. You have a lot of not done yets, but it's okay. All of this is normal and all of it is expected, especially in your first several months. Your aspirations were high, to become a more expansive, deeper, selfless you. This doesn't happen overnight, or even after flipping the calendar 3 pages, but it has most definitely begun. Your aspirations were high, but they were spot on. Think of all the transitions and adjustments you've made over the last several months. From your original idea to the downsizing, the conversations at work and with family and friends, the logistics and preparation, the departure, the so longs, and the adventures you've had already. Through all of that, it is not surprising that you have yet to become the bionic person you thought about. You've been kind of busy doing other things. It takes time to become this person, yes, but it also takes a roadmap of sorts.